You're listening to The Trend on WNIN. Before we jump into today's conversation about the IU Medical School decision, we're going to head over to the Old National Bank downtown where John Gibson is live reporting on the decision.
An overflow crowd is gathered here at Old National Bank's atrium to watch the IU Board of Trustees meeting on three big screen TVs. About 200 chairs are set up, probably not enough for the large upbeat crowd. On stage, behind the podium, colorful banners are representing IU, USI, U of E, Ivy Tech, St. Mary's and Deaconess Hospitals in Evansville, and Memorial Hospital in Jasper. They're all partners in this historic project, which, barring an unforeseen no vote by the board, will be built just a few blocks from here. The impact of the project is hard to estimate, but I think it's fair to say that it's one of the biggest developments ever in downtown. Up to 2,000 medical and dental students will be enrolled in the school on what is currently known as the DePatrick property, bordered by 4th, 6th, Locust, and Terry Streets. Reporting from the Old National Bank atrium, I'm John Gibson, WNIN News.
That was John Gibson at Old National Bank downtown. He is at the live screening of Indiana University's Board of Trustees' decision on the location of the medical complex in Evansville. To bring you up to speed this morning, we heard from IU's President Michael McRobbie. He made an announcement that after the Facilities and Auxiliaries Committee meeting this morning that he was recommending a downtown location for the medical school. So we will keep you up to date on that announcement. John Gibson is down there. We'll make some calls out to other people observing the meeting. But joining me now in the studio, I have Scott Wiley. Welcome to the Trend, Scott.
So happy to be back.
And I wanted to have you here in the studio. Well, first of all, you're the director of the Vandenberg Community Foundation, and you have an interesting tie to IU, familiar way.
Absolutely.
Oh, can you let the listeners in?
Yes, my great-great-great-great-grandfather was the first president of Indiana University, Andrew Wiley. Wiley Hall on campus is named after him. His picture's in the Union if you want to go take a look.
All right, there you go. So you have a familial tie to Indiana University. But full disclosure here, I know you're a champion of downtown,
absolutely,
of the arts community. So this probably comes as good news to you so far.
This is transformational for the city of Evansville, and especially for the downtown and the urban core of our community. This will do things, I think, like just what John mentioned in his report. I think we cannot overestimate what this can do for our community.
Yeah. Well, and to be clear to the listeners, the formal announcement has not been made yet. Right now, the Board of Trustees is discussing, and they'll make their decision in a couple minutes. We're expecting in about 10 minutes, but we will let you in on that. But first, we need to take an underwriter's break here, but we'll talk more about what this means for downtown Evansville.
Support comes in part from Evansville Day School, partnering with parents to offer a student-centered education program for students junior pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. More information at evansvilledayschool.org or 812-476-3039. Support also from Rabin Tire and Auto Service, proud sponsor of WNIN programming. Rabin offers a selection of tire brands, including Michelin and Goodyear, along with complete auto service and recommended maintenance by trained technicians. Information on the web at rabintire.com. And we'll go back in just a moment to the Trend, awaiting the official announcement on the vote for the IU Medical School Evansville campus location.
Listening to The Trend on WNIN. Right now, we are dissecting IU Medical School's decision for a location in Evansville. It sounds like it could be downtown with the way that the committee meetings went this morning. Right now, there's a community-wide celebration going on at Old National Bank. That's where John Gibson is. We're going to be hearing some live updates from him throughout the program. But for now, let's take a look back at a conversation I had with the mayor back in December during the time that IU was accepting proposals. Maybe kind of clue in on why he thought Evansville was making a good downtown case.
Essentially, they need 170,000 square feet that would take up the medical school. and then collaborative learning space between USI, U of E, Ivy Tech, and IU.
Mm-hmm.
So we have now partnered with Skanska, U.S. Health Realty, and they have partners, local partners, VPS Architecture here mm-hmm. in town, Bernard and Lockmuller as our civil engineer. So they are assembling a great concept. We had a great concept. They are now flushing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a, I would tell you, it's a dynamic concept. We think it will really revitalize downtown.
That was John Gibson talking to the mayor, actually. Well, my clip that I spoke with the mayor about, he mentioned that the case the city was making was all of the cultural amenities downtown, the museums, you know, the proximity to downtown restaurants. And of course, he's obviously pulling for more of that to happen with the coming of the medical school. But right now in the studio, I'm joined by Scott Wiley, and I wanted to hear your take. I know you've been involved with the development of Haney's Corner, with the Arts District downtown. Do you see that medical school having a part in that at all?
When you look at the development of the potential lifestyle amenities downtown, the restaurants, the shops, the food stores, other things that we really need to have the kind of vibrant downtown that we want, the real missing piece of that has been kind of weekday vibrancy in our community.
Mm.
When we have events at the Ford Center or we have events down on the riverfront, we can bring in lots of people for short bursts, but local restaurants and businesses can't depend solely on that. To have 2,000 students during the week.
Some places are even closed on some weekdays.
Exactly, for exactly that reason. And the residential improvements that will occur because of that, people wanting to live near where they go to school, will give businesses and restaurants that extra kind of base business that they don't currently have. Mm-hmm. It's what we were trying to do with the development of lofts on Main Street, was to create that residential community that will support businesses during the week so that it can be complemented by the special events at the Ford Center and other places.
Interesting. Well, we're going to go to John Gibson real quick for a live update from Old National, see if anything new has gone on over there.
That's right, Cass. Well, the meeting, the IU Board of Trustees meeting, is underway, and the crowd here at Old National is watching it on these big screen TVs. But so far, the meeting has not yet gotten to our part of the agenda, that is the Facilities and Auxiliaries Committee. That's the group that made the recommendation earlier today that the Indiana University Med School should be built in downtown Evansville. At the moment, President McRobbie, that's IU President McRobbie, is delivering his report. A couple more items on the agenda. So we're standing by here. We'll certainly come back here live when that vote does come around and gets close.
Well, John,
yes.
John, have you been observing maybe how representatives from other sites, how do they look? Do they look disappointed or frustrated or anxious? What's going on with that?
Well, the crowd here seems to be mostly upbeat. I haven't really seen anybody from some of the other sites they may be here. I don't know. The crowd is rather large. I haven't seen anybody from the other sites. I know some of the folks were, in fact, going up to Bloomington this morning, so they may not be here at all.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, what I'm seeing here is a lot of Evansville people who are very, very upbeat and excited about that recommendation this morning that would put the med school here in downtown.
What about the mayor? I know he's due to give some remarks in about 20 minutes. Is he hanging out with some Skanska folks?
Well, he's actually up on stage. There are a few folks up on stage who gave some brief remarks before they went to the meeting, the feed of the meeting. And so everybody's watching that now. But, yes, the mayor is here. He won't be making any comments until after the vote is taken, the official vote, which everyone expects to go the way of the recommendation, of course. But there's a reason the vote has to be taken. It hasn't been finalized yet. But anyway, we're still waiting for that vote to come down. The mayor and everyone else here at Old National, and like I say, it's a pretty celebratory atmosphere here.
Mm. All right. Well, we appreciate your report, John. Anything that surprised you?
Not so much. I mean, I guess if anything, the size of the crowd. I think it's an overflow crowd, not enough chairs. Perhaps that wouldn't be the case if one of the other sites had been chosen. I don't know.
But, all right.
At this point, it just seems to be pretty much a very excited crowd. They're quiet now as they're watching the meeting, of course. But before the meeting started, they were very, very bubbly. Lots of chatter going on around about how an historic event. This will be a historic development for downtown.
Certainly. Well, we're going to get more into that as this conversation goes along, but we'll check in with you later on, John.
I'll stay on the line.
All right. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. Interesting. It sounds like a sporting event, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, and something I've heard is this is one of the biggest milestones coming to Evansville since the Toyota plant. Is it really on par with that?
Oh, I think for Evansville, I think it's even bigger than the Toyota plant. Perhaps regionally, when you think about what this will do, the bringing not only of these students across a variety of different disciplines, but that our hospitals will have residents mm-hmm. that are being educated here, building deep connections to the Evansville area. Many of them may then stay. We will no longer be a place where people are sent off for their first 2 years and then get to return to the, quote, real medical school. Right. We'll be actually having at Deaconess and in Jasper and across the river in Henderson, all of our local hospitals with residents, the improvement of the continuum of care for our low-income residents because of the increase in availability of those professionals. This really is just magnificently huge.
And something you keep reiterating, Scott, is the residencies, people living in maybe downtown if that's where they're going to school. But it doesn't, I don't know, is there the infrastructure to support that? I mean, we're seeing maybe about 2,000 healthcare students coming to the area in 2017, which is when it's expected to start.
So. Well, I think one of the great things is because many of them will actually be students that are going to USI or to Ivy Tech or UE, the need for housing will be shared across all of those platforms. We have student housing already in place at all of those institutions. It will give us the impetus to for upperclassmen and folks further along in their education to build new housing downtown, including the 78-unit high-rise apartment building that will be part of the development with the hotel.
That's right. That's
all
right.
Of those things are coming online in a timely fashion to actually accommodate. And think about the improvement in the empty spaces in downtown mm-hmm. for the actually making downtown a market-driven market where subsidies aren't necessarily needed for the development of apartments and homes, where we can actually improve our housing stock. We have lots of available land. Arts District is a perfect example of that. It's just waiting for that reinvention mm-hmm. and creating that urban neighborhood that we so want. And I think young professionals, such as those that will be at the medical school, will desire and seek out.
Well, I wonder, you know, what sorts of immediate changes we'll see because of this decision. Maybe if business leaders would be more confident in investing downtown, knowing that that resource will be available in the near future.
Absolutely. You know, running a community foundation, we do a lot of economic development work. And a lot of our work is to go into those areas of our community that have been disinvested mm-hmm. And try to make those neighborhoods and those places stronger and better. There is nothing that helps a neighborhood develop better than economic stability. And when I'm thinking about renting a storefront in downtown Evansville now, when I'm thinking about opening a restaurant in downtown Evansville now, I now know that I have a nearly 300-room hotel, a nearly 80-unit apartment complex, a 2,000-student medical campus, all going within walking distance of where my business will be. Mm-hmm. That certainly will improve economic development throughout the downtown region, the Arts District, North Main, Franklin, all of our really strong cultural districts.
Well, and certainly the point is to bring that access to healthcare as well to the region. And that's something else we're going to be talking about, but I want to be sure we're watching the clock. The announcement is expected around this time. Seeing some nods from the engineer on the other side of the glass.
Hi, Cass. Steve Berger. Engineering today. John is on the line with us, and as soon as that comes up, we will know and we will go to it. I'll break in and let you know.
Thank you, Steve. Well, for the listeners who may not have caught this morning's updates from the committee meetings, the president's announcement, maybe we should replay one of those clips so they get a sense of that decision. It broke this morning that the president recommended the downtown site out of all the four locations. Let's have a listen.
Given that the quality and the financial elements of the proposals were excellent, and of relatively equal strength, we must focus on other factors in our evaluation and recommendations. Given the proposed data presented by Vice President Morrison, strong student preferences expressed, the recommendations of local hospital leadership, and input received from our academic partners, including Vice President and Dean Jay Hess. I therefore recommend to you that this project be located at the downtown site described in the proposal by US Health Realty Skanska.
That was IU's President Michael McRobbie making the announcement this morning that he was recommending the downtown site for an Evansville medical school. Yes.
And Cass, we also had some reaction from the meeting this morning from our local trustee, Pat Shoulders.
That's right. He is the only member of the board representing Southwestern Indiana. And I spoke to him in December, and he told me, you know, I can see downtown Evansville from my office window. I obviously, in my heart, I would love to see it there, but I'm going to do my part as a member of the board and make sure this decision is fair. But let's hear what he had to say this morning.
And have made my living in Evansville other than coming up to IU for my education. When that aligns perfectly with my duties as a trustee to look out for what is best in the best fiduciary and long-term interests of the educational mission of this great institution.
Good. That was IU board member Pat Shoulders. He's also an Evansville resident. And
Cass, maybe we should talk a little bit, pull the curtain back a little bit on all the work behind the scenes we've been doing this week, checking with the other developers on things and finding out thing about the process that the IU trustees went through. Well, I chatted with one of the other developers, Steve Martin from the Promenade proposal, and he said that the IU trustees were completely neutral. You could not tell what they were thinking or what they were asking about in the negotiations leading up to that. And he said, we went back and we gamed it. We tried to figure out if there's any nuance in their discussions that would indicate which way they were leaning. And he said, they're just or none. And these are experienced developers.
Well, that's what's interesting to me is, you know, because I had been speaking with Paul Perry, who was representing the Warwick County site, and he seemed very confident about their proposal. So my question to them and to whoever is representing Promenade, you know, what was there any indication that, you know, they had been favoring one way or another?
And as I indicated, at least in this case, the case of the Promenade group, there was none.
Huh. Very interesting. Well, we hope to hear from some other representatives from the sites in this hour, but of course, we will keep you updated. For now, John Gibson is at Old National. No updates there yet, but we will keep you advised.
We have someone on the phone directly with him. I as soon as we get into the vote part of the agenda, we should, you know, perhaps remind folks that they're dealing with some other matters right now. That's why we're not taking that feed. As soon as they get to the actual vote, we will definitely go right there.
Certainly.
Into John Gibson's coverage.
Thank you, Steve, for that update. If you're just now tuning in, we are doing live coverage of IU Board of Trustees' decision on where will be the Evansville Medical School campus. Right now, it sounds like it's leaning toward downtown based on announcement of a recommendation from IU's president this morning. And we will keep you updated on that. In the studio with me is Scott Wiley, director of the Vandenberg Community Foundation. And so we were just about to touch on the effect of access to healthcare for the public in the area. And I wonder, in your time advising nonprofits in the area, do you have any sense of what this will do for them?
Oh, when you look at the delivery system, especially for low-income individuals that don't often have access to the kind of general health care that many of us have, the absence of having a public hospital, the absence of having a medical campus with residencies, really does make our continuum of care locally, while our hospitals do a fine job, and we are very lucky to be a regional medical center with our wonderful hospital systems, this will totally change the availability of resources that are available to people who are local. And I really applaud the mayor and Phil Hooper, who's our director of metropolitan development, and everybody who worked on this, because they really saw this as more than just the chance to get an investment of building a building in downtown. This really was about recognizing the opportunity this brought for all of those issues, because they care about the health care of people, they care about economic development, they care about all those other things. This really is one of those kinds of game changers that will benefit our mental health delivery system, our medical delivery system, our psychiatric medical system. All of these things will be impacted to the positive.
Well, in speaking with the mayor in December, it sounded like this is something that if it went through, it would be a big triumph on his end, from his perspective, so much so that I couldn't get Philip Huber to comment on this show. He said, I want the mayor to shine today.
I will tell you, when you look back at the amazing things when we do, like the Ford Center and Mayor Winesapple, Bossy Field for Mayor Bossy 100 years ago, these kinds of investments are difficult political things to get passed, and you got to give them kudos for getting it done.
Well, More on that. Let's hop back over to John at Old National, see if that announcement's been made. John, what's the latest?
Well, Cass, the meeting is still underway. They have not yet gotten to the Facilities and Auxiliaries Committee.
Okay.
That made that recommendation this morning about the new medical school, and that recommendation, of course, was that it be located in downtown Evansville, in that area between 4th and 6th Streets, Locust and Cherry, that area. And, again, the big crowd here at Old National's atrium, standing around, watching the screens, many of them sitting, of course, and just watching the meeting. And as we all know, meetings like this can be a little dry, a little slow.
Sure.
Especially if you're waiting for one particular issue that you're interested in. So I think everybody's showing some pretty good patience here as we wait, as we slowly make our way down the agenda. And hopefully within a few minutes we will get to the report from the committee that we're all watching very closely today. And of course, that's the Facilities and Auxiliaries Committee and their recommendation to the board that downtown Evans will be the site for that medical and dental school.
Great. Thanks for the update, John. Aside from community and civic leaders, do you see any young people there?
Oh, yes. Yes, I see some young folks. Maybe some downtown residents, maybe folks who work downtown. I mean, it is the lunch hour after all. And so, yeah, there are certainly all ages represented here pretty well. And like I say, as I said earlier in my earlier report, that it's a pretty festive atmosphere here. I mean, a little quiet right now, but lots of excitement here as this announcement, this vote gets closer. And, barring anything unforeseen, the Board of Trustees will vote for the downtown location.
Yeah, I imagine there might be some spillover at the peephole this afternoon.
I would not be surprised. On a Friday afternoon, that might well be a packed bar. I would suspect many of the bars and restaurants downtown will be packed this evening.
Sure. Well, John, thanks for the update. We're waiting in anticipation for that decision. So
yes, indeed. I'll get back with you as soon as it happens.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick underwriter break here on The Trend, but more conversation on the IU Medical School decision ahead.
Support for programming comes from Tin Man Brewing Company, announcing their locally brewed beer varieties in cans and on draught are now available in local stores and location. More information available at tinmanbrewing.com. Stay tuned. We are awaiting the decision of the official vote on the recommendation that the downtown Evansville location be selected for the proposed IU Medical School. That coming up within the next few minutes, we have live coverage in the studio and at the community celebration at Old National Bank in downtown Evansville. Stay tuned.
NIN-FM. We're talking about the IU Medical School conversation. John Gibson is down at Old National Bank, and Scott Wiley and I were just laughing about possibilities of people crawling over to the peephole after the decision is made. Just kind of an indication of if there is a downtown medical school campus, you know, places like the peephole or downtown bars will probably be a little more full on the weekend.
Well, you think about how wonderful for our local businesses who have occupied downtown and built businesses here. What a wonderful day this is for them. Places like Jaya's and the Peephole and the new restaurants like Zuki and other places that are coming in. Those folks that have already invested and put their stake downtown, how wonderful for them that they'll benefit from this decision.
Well, I wonder, we were talking about the mayor, Philip Hooper, and this decision, and I just, the president, like Steve Berger and I had mentioned, the recommendation this morning moved very swiftly, it seemed, without any previous indication of one proposal being stronger than the other. Do you think it moved forward in a very transparent manner, that it really was, the process was fair?
Being a grant maker at the Community Foundation, the transparency and the fairness that is required to maintain your kind of general good reputation, the university would have never done anything but that. And this is a big decision. This is a huge investment for the university. So I certainly think I would agree with the analysis that's been given so far that they were completely above board. And, you know, there are lots of things that go in when a university makes a decision like this. A lot of people might not think about, for example, the access to people who are low income being important to this facility. Well, why would that be? Well, because residents and other folks will be providing services to them.
Right, and they'll be partnering with Echo Clinic.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so there are lots of things that we may not even see that go into those decision makings with the university staff and their consultants in looking at these. And I think to some degree as well, the proposal that are put forth by all of the developers, as Steve mentioned earlier, they're all professionals. They're going to do a good job. I would expect nothing less for a city of our size. And this would have been great no matter where it went. But, you know, when it came down to it, by the time it's decision-making day, the university administration is going to have a pretty good idea where they're going.
Well, I'm hoping that we'll get a hold of someone in Warwick County later this hour. But as far as teams representing, you know, the East Side or Warwick County, do you see any downside for them aside from they, you know, wanting the jobs or the opportunities?
Well, you know, every developer wants to, of course, develop the area where they're going. You know, there's a lot of discussion in our community about urban sprawl. There's a lot of discussion about livability. We just, in fact, last night released the report from our Sustainable Evansville Coalition and how we should monitor and deal with our development over the next 40 years. All of those play into. So, you know, obviously, if I was developing the Promenade, I would love to have a medical school there. Mm-hmm. If I was developing Warwick County, I'd love to have a medical school there. So I'm sure they're disappointed, but that doesn't mean that there won't be appropriate development in each of those locations. It just won't include the medical school.
Mm. But in terms of, you know, physicians having to commute downtown or students?
Well, when I think about, you know, the great thing about the downtown location is the central nature of our transit system. We have greenways, we have sidewalks, we have bus systems that all come downtown. The reality to recreate that kind of infrastructure to allow students who don't have cars or low-income individuals to get to what is now a field in Warwick County or to get as what is a field on the east side of Evansville would have required substantial public investment. I'm sure that came into play. Mm-hmm. I mean, thinking about this, the ability to get to downtown Evansville is much easier from a variety. I know our city, we often talk about roads should be more than just car sewers. And the great thing about downtown is we do have some of those alternatives. People can ride their bike. We're getting ready to road Diet, Covert, and Weinbach. People from UE will be able to ride their bike downtown. A lot of those things that the downtown offers may not be visible to the average person until they start thinking about those things.
But to be clear, I mean, the bus system isn't the fastest way to get around it. I mean, I took it over the summer and it maybe took an hour and a half.
Oh, it's our bus system has a lot of things to be desired. Yeah. However, I will say at least you can get here. Mm-hmm. Try taking a bus right now to the other locations. There is no way. So instead of it taking you an hour and a half, it is impossible.
That's right. Well, have you heard anything about that improving?
Oh, I think it gives our Metropolitan Planning Organization and all of our infrastructure leaders the chance to look at how can this allow us to improve the systems we have? How can we get connectivity with bike and walking and public transit in ways that we might not have been able to afford or justify before these decisions? I want people to walk out of that new hotel. I want people to walk out of that new medical school and immediately find the ability to connect to our cultural districts, to connect to other places here in town.
Well, there's certainly a lot of implications, and it's going to be really interesting to follow in the months and years ahead.
And I hope we do follow, and I think as citizens of the community, it's our duty to participate and engage in things like the Voice Project that Leadership Evansville has done to really provide our leaders input on the things we want to see happen. I want to be able to ride my bike to work without being run over by a car. I really, really do. I'd love to have that ability, but because we don't build those things in a lot of our infrastructure, it's difficult. This station did a wonderful report on near the development around day school a few years ago, and we actually sent out two of our reporters and had them try to run across the street.
Right.
It should not be impossible to cross a street, and we have a chance to redesign our downtown to provide those opportunities.
Well, one story I covered a couple months ago, kind of funny, I was covering something light, typography, but I found that several groups in the community are trying to brand Evansville in preparation for I-69 being built as a way, you know, just a preemptive. Before that corridor comes our way, here's the message we want to send to that traffic of what Evansville is. So wherever the medical school ends up, it's a big part of that marketing of that identity for the city.
Absolutely. And in terms of, you know, one of the real difficulties that we face in middle-sized cities like Evansville is the keeping young professionals in our community. When people, you know, one of the things we lament is we don't have a lot of the things that other cities our size have, and it's often because of our low college attainment rate.
Well, you're just an example. You're from Carmi, but I know
you
fled.
I'm from Carmi, but I went to Los Angeles for 20 years. The reality is being able to attract and keep young urban professionals that have good wages and will invest in the community and raise their families here, that medical school will be a key part of doing that.
Right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here on The Trend and hopefully hear from John Gibson shortly.
And Cass, we don't have any more breaks. No more breaks loaded. But, I think we can handle this if you want to ask for listener calls. Anybody want to comment on it?
Absolutely. I'd be interested
The number
in
would
hearing
be,
from anyone.
812-426-7400 if you have some comment to make or a question. We may not know the answer to the question, but if you want to make a comment on the downtown location, we can take that call at 426-7400.
Yeah, well, I wanted to hear again from some of the meeting this morning. Is there any other fresh clip in there that you have, Steve?
I do not have any other clips from this morning. I'm looking than what we've already heard from the President McRobbie regarding his preference for the downtown.
When he made his announcement, he just used the word strong, that downtown made a very strong case in comparison to the four others. And I'm wondering, maybe Scott can comment on this. What do you think, what element that really sold him on it? I mean, do you think it could have been the tax incentives from the city?
I think what you look at, you know, I served on a university board of trustees for 2 years. And when we would look at any of these types of activities, what you look at is the whole package. And a lot of people will put a lot of emphasis on what benefit or other thing we may offer as a tax incentive. The reality is that's really short-sighted to look solely at that, on how much were people going to throw in. The reality is that may be helpful initially, but you have to look at the sustainability of these operations for 20, 30, 40 years. And the fact that one person may offer you $5 million and the other person may offer you $6 million may seem meaningful in the decision-making, but it's really more complex than that. I'm sure every one of the areas had different incentives that they could use. USI's location, for example, would not have land acquisition cost because the state already owns that land. Everyone was going to bring something new and interesting.
Okay. Looks like we've got a caller, Scott. Let's see who we might have on the phone. Hello?
I think it's Bonnie. Bonnie was calling. Bonnie, are you there? Let's try it on this one. Bonnie, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling. Do you have a comment?
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Actually, I just wanted to say that I'm very, very happy that Evansville is getting the medical school. I think it will be wonderful, not just the location itself for the students who will be attending the medical school, but I also think it's a great thing for the city. And I agree with Scott that it's an opportunity that Evansville has to make the city a much more attractive city for those young professionals. So I'm thrilled to death, and I certainly hope Evansville takes this by the horn and moves forward with it.
And Bonnie, what do you do in town?
Well, I'm a college teacher.
All right. So you can speak on behalf of bringing those young professionals to the area.
Yes. Yeah. It's very exciting.
All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
There you have it, just someone in the community chiming in on our conversation about the IU Medical School decision. Shortly, we're going to hopefully hear from Paul Perry out in Warrick County. I know he and his staff are out there watching the screening that's taking place at Old National Bank as well. That's where John Gibson is. And I'm hoping we'll hear an announcement shortly.
Yeah, Cass, let's use a different number for callers, outside callers. I'll give that number. It's area code 812-759-7019.
One more time?
812-759-7019. If you're an outside caller, if you're someone from the community that wants to comment on the downtown location, the IU proposal, 759-7019 is the number to call, and we'll try to get you on.
Excellent. And we'll have someone tweet out that number as well. So. So we were talking about what makes a strong case for a school's board to select a site or a proposal, and you're saying it's not necessarily the finance package.
Yeah, I obviously that's an important part, as is the ability to fundraise over the long term for the operating costs of the facility and for the provision of scholarships and other things for students. This kind of decision and this kind of investment to place an urban campus in Evansville would have required a great deal of analysis of all four of the sites. Mm-hmm. And I hope that when the decision does come down, that people don't just immediately say, oh, well, so-and-so won because they gave the most money, because that may or may not be the reasoning that the university used.
So if you were to get in the mind of President Michael McRobbie, What do you think was the strong selling point?
I will tell you, if I was envisioning, if you were to go to IU and look at the lifestyle of their campus, and you look at what's on their campus, the ability to walk, bike, live, mm-hmm. All those amenities that people of the age of 20 to 30 are looking for now, I think that would be a compelling thing. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think while we have that beautiful campus at USI, I know many of us lament the fact that it's so far out of the city and that we don't have the engagement with a lot of the programming and the theater and the things that are on campus because it's difficult to reach.
Sure.
And the ability to have that student life in the core of our community, being at the heart of our community, I think would be a compelling argument for the university president because he wants happy alums.
And connectedness, it
sounds like. And the connectivity is so vital, I think.
Sure. Well, we have a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you are on the air. Who is this?
This is Terry.
I'm sorry, one more time?
This is Terry.
Terry, hi. Do you have a comment?
Yeah, I was wondering, I've only lived here in Evansville for 10 years, but the thing about downtown is when they have an event or anything like that, the traffic is always bad. Has anybody looked at what are they going to do about the traffic, or where are these students going to park their cars?
I can't speak to that, but maybe Scott's smiling here.
Yeah, that's a very interesting comment, and I think it comes from our years of living in a community where we pull up and expect to have the ability to have a parking place immediately in front of the front door and have giant expanses of parking everywhere. I often think when I go to a St. Louis Cardinals ball game or I go to Louisville, the idea if I can be within 10 blocks and only pay $25, I think is a score.
Right.
Very used to here being able, if we go to a restaurant, to literally park at the front door. And if we think that we're going to have to move a block or two away, that inconvenience. I will tell you, I do know for all of these proposals that the university included detailed parking as part of those proposals.
Yeah, there you go. And so we're just taking a look at the implications of what a medical school, how it would affect Evansville right now at a downtown location because the president made that recommendation this morning. We're hearing about implications for commerce, for real estate, access to health care. And my goodness, I'm getting a piece of paper waved in my face. It looks like John Gibson's back on the phone.
Well, we can go back to John. That's what that means. He's ready to talk.
Let's hear from John Gibson. He's live at the Old National Bank downtown.
Yes, indeed. Well, the meeting is moving forward here. In fact, we are on the committee part of the agenda now. And so the next item after the one they're discussing right now will, in fact, be about the IU Med School. So hopefully we're just minutes away here.
Right.
A lot of folks getting a little impatient. Big crowd still on hand here at the Old National Bank atrium. And, yes, we should be able to stream that vote and comments from the board members here in a matter of minutes. We're just crossing our fingers here.
All right. Thank you, John.
John, if you would, this is Steve Berger. We'll just hang with you there and see how for just a moment and see how long that goes. We're going to put up the stream right now while we do a quick reset, and folks can listen to the meeting with the note that the next agenda item will be the Med Center vote. So we'll put that up for just a little while, and while we reset back here at the studio.
Okay, hang on just a second. Stay with me a minute here. Okay, we're coming through it now. You want to bring up your live stream, Steve?
Evansville Medical School.
Can you hear me?
Well, the committee met this morning.
We can hear you, John.
We heard a
review. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and bring up your live stream. They're on the topic now.
Two on
it's
the
there.
Bloomington campus,
yes,
two on the IUPUI campus, and one at South Bend. We then heard a report on the repair and rehabilitation update from Paul Sullivan. And then the next item took quite some time, and I'm going to call on Vice President Morrison to make a brief presentation about the IU School of Medicine building in Evansville.
The committee heard an extended report, and Tom, we would expect this to be a summary of that report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will give a brief executive summary of our discussions this morning. As you're aware, the state of Indiana granted to Indiana University the authority to work on the planning process for the multi-institutional academic health science and research center in Evansville. As part of that project, we solicited an RFP to locate a new facility in Evansville. And that facility would include a partnership between four academic institutions in Evansville. And those institutions include the IU School of Medicine, the University of Southern Indiana, the University of Evansville, and Ivy Tech Community College, each bringing with them health sciences-related programs to a central site. We had those partners work on a program where they came up with a facility that was 170,000 square feet, approximately of that size, and all of the academic programs that would be part of it. The institutions signed an agreement last summer, pledging to work together on this process. We then put out an RFP in December of last year, of 2013, and in January of this year, 2014, we received four complete proposals from developers and an institution within the Evansville community for this site. They were excellent proposals. Each of them on its own stood very strongly and could have well been the site of this facility. We were very impressed with the quality of those proposals. The four proposals were from the University of Southern Indiana for a building on their campus. There was a proposal from Warwick County from the Wellness Trail site, which is just across the what would be the eastern edge of Vandenberg County and just north of the Deaconess Gateway Hospital site in Evansville. Site called the Promenade site, which is in Vandenberg County in Evansville, just west of the site that I just spoke of. And the last one was for a site in downtown Evansville, centrally located adjacent to the new Ford Center, the new arena in downtown Evansville, across the street from the planned new convention hotel and adjacent to the convention center and the Deaconess Clinic, as well as the other hospitals in downtown Evansville. As we looked at a criteria to look at our evaluation, that evaluation included looking at what was in the best interest of students and their learning and the students in our faculty in all of those programs. We looked at accessibility. We looked at all the financial components and, of course, the site and the quality of those proposals. When it came down to looking at it just on a financial basis, the proposal from downtown Evansville was at a cost of $69.5 million, but it included $35 million of public incentive, therefore reducing that cost down to approximately $34 million. Same could be true for the Warwick County site, with a total cost of $59 million, but it included $24 million of public incentives, again, so therefore making those two sites almost equal in terms of their financial proposals. With that, we evaluated all of those proposals. Again, excellent proposals from each one. Goes without saying that, and we said this morning, my compliments to the people of Evansville and all that were involved in this process, not only our internal team, but the community at Evansville. This was a very, very productive process. It was an intense process, and everybody, there were strong interests on all sides, but the community in Evansville is to be commended for their work in this regard, and I will turn it over to the president.
And Mr. Chairman, I'll just summarize my remarks from this morning and just note that given the proposal data that was presented by Vice President Morrison this morning, strong student preferences expressed, the recommendations of the local hospital leadership, and input received from our academic partners, including from Vice President and Dean of the Medical School, Joe Hess, I recommend to you that this project be located at the downtown site described in the proposal by US Health Realty, Skanska. The site provides a central location, one that was in walking distance for all students and one that is accessible to all of Evansville's medical facility assets. The proposal design creates a strong presence in a quickly developing downtown and is preferred by an overwhelming number of the parties who will utilize and benefit from this facility. That is my recommendation to you, Mr. Chairman of the Board, and Vice President Morrison and I, and Dean Hess, if you're still here, stand ready for any questions you may have.
Phil, would you want to make a motion on behalf of the committee?
No, I would not. I want to yield to Trustee Shoulders to make the motion.
All right.
Thank you, Trustee Eskew, and it is indeed my distinct honor and pleasure to move approval of the recommendation from our facilities vice president and our president that in the multi-institutional academic health sciences project be located in downtown Evansville. In making this motion, I want to tell all of you as trustees that a beloved icon of this university, Dr. Herman Wells, whose picture is above us here, told a young undergraduate, Sigma Nu, many times when he learned that I was from Evansville that he had few regrets as president, but one of them was that there was not a significant IU footprint in southwestern Indiana, and in his book, Being Lucky, he explains why that is. Today, Dr. Wells, we could say we shall return because we can remedy that and make Evansville, Indiana's third largest city, a site for a major Indiana University installation. I want to thank, in making this motion, the visionary leadership and energy of Dr. Steve Becker at the IU Med Center in Evansville, the bipartisan leadership of Mayor Lloyd Winicky and Dr. Dan Adams and the Evansville City Council in bringing this proposal and making it competitive and a winner here, the political leadership of Representative now Auditor Suzanne Crouch, and the business and labor leadership and the coalition of the downtown personified by Bob Jones, all making this a successful proposal, a win for Evansville, Indiana. I make that motion right now.
And I second.
Is there any discussion?
Is there any more could be said?
Then, having heard that, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. So ordered.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, well, I'm coming to you now from the old National Bank atrium. Perhaps you can hear the cheers and applause behind me. The vote was just taken, as you heard here on WNIN-FM.
the Board of Trustees of Indiana University officially choosing downtown Evansville, the downtown site, for the new medical center. Mayor Wenneke is speaking to the crowd right now. We'll get more reaction from him and other folks here, but needless to say, a very festive, excited day here at Old National Bank. The new med school will be built just a few blocks from here. Reporting from downtown, I'm John Gibson, WNIN News.
Thanks, John. Well, Scott, too funny. Just before that announcement was made, you and I were discussing about connectivity, accessibility, and it sounds like that really was a key selling point for the committee chair.
And that's as would be expected. That's great.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we're going to carry some comments from the mayor in the next few minutes. Oh. All right. Well, that would wrap up our conversation then, Steve.
Well, I was just hoping to get back to John. That's why I was checking that signal from him. I'm sure it's pretty much chaos down at Old National right now. So we were hoping to get some more from him. And Mallory is checking to see if he's still on the line.
Hi, John.
Get to get some more reaction. All right, so if you want to continue for just a moment.
Certainly. Well, we just heard from the live stream from Bloomington, Indiana, that the Indiana University Board of Trustees has decided unanimously on a downtown medical school location in Evansville. That's going to be the six blocks bordered by Locust, Cherry, Southeast 4th, and 6th Streets. And their proposal was to put together by Skanska U.S. Health Realty. So an interesting turn of events this morning with the president's decision to recommend the downtown site almost very swiftly, it seemed. But I've got Scott Wiley here in the studio, and we've been talking about implications for the downtown, and it's good timing.
Well, now we can actually say that we know for sure that it is coming downtown, and all those implications that we've been talking about, we can now indicate are actually ones that may occur.
Sure, and that means housing, commerce, public health, among a slew of other things, not just in Evansville, but the other communities in the tri-state that will be sending doctors for training students visiting hospitals in Owensboro and Jasper for residencies or observing in the clinic. So it's a very interesting time.
As you heard, Trustee Shoulders, Pat, who's an attorney here in Evansville, has been on the board of IU for a very lengthy period of time representing our area. You could tell by the courtesy of giving him the opportunity to make the motion how important they view this as an investment in the Evansville area. And regardless of where it would have gone of any of the four sites, this is an amazingly important opportunity for our area. The fact that it's going into downtown Evansville just makes it all the more so for what we are attempting to do as a community to reinvent our downtown.
And Scott Wiley, I wonder what your great-great-great-great-grandfather would be thinking right now.
He'd probably think it was very odd that someone carrying his name was talking about building a medical school in Evansville, Indiana. we were probably a very small city when he was, and Bloomington was even smaller when he moved there and began building that university.
Oh, interesting. Steve, you have comments?
Final comments. Historic day for Evansville, for the entire region. We can only guess the exact impact of this over a long period of time. So we're glad to have it for you here live. So right. We can go ahead and wrap up the trend.
All right. Thanks for catching the trend this afternoon. I'm Cass Harrington. Today's program was engineered by Steve Berger, with help from John Gibson out in the field, who will be reporting this afternoon during our newscast. Thanks for Scott Wiley's insight on implications in this community. I'm Cass Harrington. This is WNIN-FM Evansville, Henderson, and Owensboro.